How would you assess that game?
I think we had flashes of some decent hockey. I think in the second period we kind of jumped on them, but they're an opportunistic team, and I think anytime we kind of fell asleep or made a mistake, they capitalized. So, call what you want for shaking off the rust, but I think they came ready to play, so there's no excuses for us.
Why did you think it was such a sluggish start?
Coming off of a 9-day, 10-day break, not playing any games, it's definitely for myself too. I found it a little challenging at first, just to get your legs under you and get back to game speed. But like I said, I think it's not an excuse to use, and we just didn't have the right mindset coming in.
When the goal gets waved off, that Bedard scores right after they score, is that kind of demoralizing? Do you think you just answered right back and was taken away that?
A little bit, yeah. I think for us, it gave us a little bit of momentum, honestly, just to keep chugging along and knowing that we're right there. So we can't use that as a way to kind of hurt our feelings or get us down if the calls don't go our way. I think we just got to stick to our game a little bit more.
How have you gotten more comfortable up the point of the power play since the start of the year?
I feel good. I think today, great tip by Smitty. I just kind of for our unit, we're out there with 30 seconds or less, so where we have a big emphasis on just kind of throwing things to the net and try to create some havoc there. But I feel good, and there's definitely that offensive side of my game I'm trying to explore a little bit more.
Turning around and playing tomorrow, is that a challenge after a long break to play two games, 2 days like that?
I think it has its pros and cons. I think, it's definitely a little tiring, but I think it's good. We can kind of push this game to the side and then just worry about the next one tomorrow and come ready and, more prepared to play.
Anything you worked on this week in practice that you feel like either worked tonight or didn't translate?
We've been trying to have a big emphasis on keeping our D down low in the battle in the offensive zone and trying to not let them have too much room to breathe when they get the puck, the wingers on the wall. So I think there were some good examples out tonight and some examples where we didn't have the proper coverage for a defenseman that we're jumping down. I think we gave up a few too many odd man rushes. So something to work on for sure.
That Merzlikins kind of baseball catch, does that just make you kind of throw up your hands like, well, if we can't get that, come on?
I don't know. I kind of, Reichel was offside, so I don't think it was going to count anyway. But, I don't think it really had too much to impact the game.